It's recording.
Okay. Oh, I need to give this to Penny too.
I can make sure she gets it.
Oops. Okay, so where are we on the agenda? We need to do, welcome back to the Daggett County Commission meeting. To start the meeting, we need to go through a roll call vote to close the closed session and go into open.
So moved.
Seconded.
Randy Yacy, aye.
Jack Lidle, aye. We are back in commission and RDA meeting. We have one more issue to attend to, which is the Daggett County Road. Amending the Daggett County roadmap. We have things in our packet as well as on the table. It's for the Sears Canyon Road to be added to the portion of the Sears County Road to be added to the county map, roadmap. It would extend from the Sitla property up through to the BLM, up through the BLM, the Daggett County line, I think is what it ends up being. Is that right? Yeah. So with that in mind, is there any discussion? Did you get did you get the shape file from Mike Cook, who was able to GPS it? How did we do?
Very close.
Can we amend the map to include whatever that real-time GPS
will
allow for? And then while he's bringing that up, are there any questions that we need to attend to relative to the Sears Canyon Road? Randy or Matt, did you guys have any questions from last week that short of seeing the map? And are you sharing the screen when you get done so that the people online can see it?
Yeah, I will, as soon as I get pulled up. The keyboard does not want to cooperate.
I don't have any questions, Jack.
This can go to carry with this stuff, I suspect.
Yes.
Okay. And so what the intention is now is to go ahead and approve it, condition upon being ratified next week, since we weren't able to get it on the agenda this week, and go from there.
So this is the one that you and I drew a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then the GPS one is the blue one on top. So you see, so get rid of the green ones.
How much of that would be offset?
So I could go through and follow this GPS line exactly. But this is...
So the one we did was the blue?
The one we use is this yellowish orangish one here.
Okay, so it wasn't... Okay.
Yeah, and that's the GPS one right next to it.
And then on the GPS one, the blue one is GPS?
Yes.
Would that account for any offset based on just what happens when you try and put real-time coordinates on a map?
No, what I would do is... I would just draw a new line into the layer and just follow this one.
I would do, or by dot. Combine it,
yeah.
Rather than go through the process.
Right, I'm sure there's an easier way.
Yeah, it would just be put that shapefile, adopted into the original shapefile.
Exactly.
So those wiggles, the pink line that we did was some of those places where there are trees were guesstimates.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell right where the road is. But we did pretty dang close.
Close. That was impressive. How close we were after we saw the GPS.
But we also didn't put in every point that would have created a line of vertices.
Yeah, I thought we were looking pretty good. But yeah, the blue ones, the GPS, and then the extra droves.
What scale is that line? Is it like a number something or another? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
you can
sure.
adjust what the line looks like when you go into the...
Right, yeah, right now I just got it in my main map as, I guess, a secondary road or something. That's why it shows, we can make that line look however you want.
Right, now it's just but that's to match with the other roads.
Right.
Whatever that scale. Okay. So, my motion would be to adopt the GPS coordinate map or line to be added to the county road map, because that was a real-time GPS on the road, where the pink line was an estimated one based on aerial photography. And then, is there one that shows land status?
No, I don't think I did on this one, no.
In terms of the boundary, or
yeah.
The
yeah,
BLM versus, so that's going to be mostly BLM. Yeah. And the green line was what?
That was prior roads that I was guesstimating.
Oh, that was the first one.
Yeah,
you
the
did?
First one, and the second one, and the one we did. This just shows the other roads here. I don't have the land stat layer on this one.
Okay. So, what we're adding to the map, though, is from the Sitla property. Do you have that line? Is it delineated?
The one we drew.
Where's the peak? That's where we started from.
Yeah, we started right at the top.
Right, I see it. Down below. Right there. That's where the county road ends.
Like Sears Junction or something is where we started. Actually, that was a little higher, wasn't it?
No. The county road went up, and then we were still looking to find out if we had a right of way across the city. But the county road, that's where it stopped, what was on the original map, that purple, right?
Yeah.
Is it where the black line is?
This one here is where it stopped.
Where you stopped?
Yeah, this black line. It's already there.
Yeah, on the map.
Yeah.
That's part of the current county road map.
Yeah.
So from that point
down to
line to the other black line,
yep.
Is the area that we're adding to the road, county road map. And the purposes of this, because of it was not added to the 2477 complaint that the state did, and then the use that it occurs, and it's a built road. It's not just a trail that has been voluntarily used. It was the main road in the Browns Park at one point for the mail delivery.
That was the point of contention that they were trying to have taken off, right? Or weren't recognizing that part of the road?
That the road existed, and then we shot ourselves in the foot by not including it in the 2477 complaint originally. PLIPCO is looking to amend the 2477, and this would be one of the test cases that they would use to apply it, because it has a history prior to 19, prior to whatever the 2477 rules are. We may have a challenge finding people that have driven it prior to 1976, and it puts them through. They're getting to be older people if they still are on this earth. But there's enough historical documentation to suggest that it was not theirs to close ever in terms of the BLM. the Sears Canyon GPS layer theme, is it a layer?
Yes.
That's the one that was done by Mike Cook, who works for UNT County, and he's involved in their trail systems. That one is the one that I would propose that we add to amend our Daggett County road map there. And it would fall under the D roads, I suspect.
I'll make that motion, Jack.
Okay. Is it clear to you, Lorinda, what we're asking for? Enough to restate the motion?
Yeah.
Or you can rely on the recording?
I'm going to rely on the recording.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to include this Sears Canyon GPS layer to amend the Daggett County map, which will be an amendment to the Daggett County Resource Management Plan, so it needs to be provided to Kerry as well in planning zone. Okay. So we have a motion, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and the map is, as we speak, amended. And will that be easy for you to put the GPS one in there instead of the one that we...
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier.
And then on the, do you have a, is one of the maps that you provided one that needs to be signed?
Well, not officially, no.
So we'll need one that has a signature that shows the approval date, a signature box for the clerk's office to have it be put in, and I don't know if it needs to be recorded or not. Is there any more business for the good of the county needs to be done? Nothing heard, I'll accept a motion if it's provided to adjourn. I will close this meeting by affirmation. Thank you for everyone's attendance and good work.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Randy. Thank you, Lorinda.
Thank you for getting on that. Thank you, Lorinda.
Thank you, before Kerry. You hang up.
Are we still on?